Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The first time he did it, the special legislative session called by Governor Tony Evers lasted less than a minute. Republicans had no intention of discussing gun control issues. Less than a week later, Evers has told a Milwaukee television station it is possible he will call another special session. He says he could call it 100 times to punish them, meaning the lawmakers. The Democratic governor wants to discuss red flag laws and universal background checks. Yesterday, Florence County became the first county in Wisconsin to become a Second Amendment sanctuary county. We'll have more on that coming up later today. And a marathon Oneida County Board meeting started in the morning and ended in the evening, but they hammered out a budget. WJFW-TV reports the board adopted the budget and did not address funding for the Oneida County Fair, which means the funding is in the budget. But the Oneida County UW Extension narrowly escaped elimination. Supervisor Scott Holowinski said other expenses in the budget had risen, and he moved to cut the county's funding of Extension.
The only way we can get that budget down is to eliminate some programs or that to get the operating. So at this point, I will make a motion to cut the UW Extension budget. 2-0.
Supporters of the extension were quick to reply, including Bob Mott.
But this is necessary because we have people that are supporting it. We have people that are using it throughout the county. And I would say that we should definitely not cut extension.
Three supervisors were absent from the meeting, and others had left during the marathon discussions, leaving 15 of 21 supervisors to vote on eliminating funding. The motion to cut funding was defeated because it had 7 supervisors favoring the cut, 8 opposed. The extension is facing changes as the county is negotiating with Nicolet College to move offices there, potentially saving half of the cost of renting from the Rhinelander Oneida County Airport, also funded by the county, which now costs $40,000. Much of the day was occupied with a discussion on borrowing $4 million to fund a number of capital improvement projects, including new communication systems for the Sheriff's Department. In the morning, the board rejected borrowing the money. Later in the day, a move by County Board Chair David Hintz took $4 million from the county's general fund to fund key projects, which passed. Sun Prairie firefighters say 4 people who inhaled smoke while evacuating a burning home Tuesday night were expected to be okay. 2 police officers and 2 homeowners had to be hospitalized. Investigators say the fire started in the dryer in the basement of the home on Sun Prairie's north side. And at least one witness says the driver who swerved from the center line and caused a fatal head-on collision was on his cell phone shortly before impact. 26-year-old Jacob Anderson of Waukesha told police he didn't know where he was coming from and couldn't remember what happened. The driver of the car he hit was trapped in the vehicle, and she died before she could be taken to a hospital. A preliminary hearing for Anderson is set for next Wednesday. And a man facing a charge of homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle has entered a plea of not guilty in Oneida County Court. The judge set a pretrial conference in January in the case of Jeffrey Liebscher. The 53-year-old Liebscher is accused of killing motorcyclist Sean Holzlander last August and leaving the scene of the accident. Liebscher told deputies he got out of his car and allegedly said he could tell Holzlander was dead. He panicked and left and then lied about what he did when contacted by authorities. The forecast for the rest of the day, snow ending, high near 18. For tonight, cloudy, steady temperatures around 15. Thursday, sunny, high 29. Friday, sunny, high near 30. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.